Continuing Siddur snippets, we're in the middle of the Birchas HaShachar, towards the end of the Birchas HaShachar, and we last left off talking about Roka Haaretz Al HaMayim, the gift that we shouldn't take for granted. The seas don't rise, the water doesn't overflow the earth, the fact that we have solid ground to stand on, and Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made Asali, individualized, personalized for me. I have everything that I need, that I should live my life recognizing what I have is what I need. Sha'asali, he's made it specifically for me. Schwab points out there's now a transition in the Birchas HaShachar from brachos that recognize Hashem's graciousness, His goodness, the gifts that He's given us, the intellectual capacity, the unique gender and religious role and identity He's given us. He's given us the gift of sight. He's given us clothing and the capacity for busha, for shame. He's released us from that which binds us and shackles us. He's given us flexibility that we're able to wake up and be mobile in the morning, as well as the other two brachas we just mentioned. But now we transition from Hashem's goodness and graciousness to Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver. The next bracha is that Hashem guides man's steps. Where does this bracha come from? Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver. This is not about Hashem gifting us something. This is about our responsibility. That Hashem empowers us and He enables us. He gives us steps, but it's up to us what to do with it. In fact, I saw a parish, the Dover Shalom, who says that the moment a person is born, how many steps will take? It's in now, you use all these fitness apps to calculate how many steps. Take a minimum of 10,000 steps a day. When we're born, it's been allocated from above how many steps we're destined to take in our life. So Tehillim Lamed Zayin says, Me Hashem Mitzadei Gever Konanu. From Hashem, the steps of man were established. From above, it was determined how many steps we're destined to take. But what we do with those steps, where we go with those steps, what we pursue, what we accomplish, in which direction we head, that's up to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mechin. He prepared, He allocated, He enabled. Our feet work, our joints work. The miracle of being able to be mobile, to walk, to step, to have movement, to pursue, to have aspirations and ambition. He gave us the capacity and He allocated the number of steps. But where we go and what we do with it, that's up to us. Like the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Daled says, Boli Tar Mesayin Oso. If a person wants to accomplish great things, transform themselves for the good, Hashem helps from above. And if a person wants to pursue, then things will be enabled for them to pursue the negative. So Hameichen Mitzader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set aside the steps, and it's all a question of what we do with them and where we go. The rest of these brachos are not just about recognizing the gifts and the goodness and the blessings that are right before our eyes, but the responsibility of having it and where and what we do with it. I was thinking perhaps you could suggest another understanding of this bracha, Hameichen Mitzadei Gaver. When a person concludes Shiva, the Ashkenazi minag is to go for a walk around the block. The way that we show Shiva has ended, Miktsas Hayom Kekulo on the seventh day, right after Shacharis, we observe a little bit, and that counts as the whole seventh day, Shiva has concluded. And how do we express the conclusion of Shiva? How do we transition out of Shiva? By going for a walk. And every time I walk in Avil, out of Shiva, I always tell them the same thing. That the symbolism of going for a walk is, this person has just lost someone so precious. A parent, a sibling, a spouse, God forbid, a child. Someone so precious, irreplaceable. They feel like the whole world's come to a standstill. How will they continue? How will they persevere? From where will they draw resiliency? So what do? We go for a walk. Because in order to go for a walk, what do you have to do? You have to put one foot in front of the other. You put one foot in front of the other. You don't make it around the block by blinking your eyes or snapping your fingers. You make it around the block by putting one foot in front of the other, and lo and behold, you're at the destination. You've returned where you came from. And perhaps that's the symbolism for a mourner who's grieving. Don't expect to overcome, to heal, to be comforted overnight. Put one foot in front of the other, incrementally, small steps, and maybe that's another idea, Hameichin Mitzadei Gaver. Because Baruch Hu gave us the capacity to put one foot in front of the other. We don't have to solve the world's problems overnight. And we don't have to change our entire lifestyle or the conditions of our life overnight. Hameichin Mitzadei Gaver, He put within us the capacity, incrementally, slowly, one foot in front of the other. Avram Avinu travels 3 days for the Akedah. And the Medrash describes, he hesitated, the Satan attacked him. took the form of a river and took the form of a mountain and a valley. All kinds of forms. The Satan tried to convince Avram, don't pursue this noble good. Don't try to pass this test. But lo and behold, Vahi Bayom HaShlishi, it was the third day, and Avram finds himself at Hara Moriah. The Pasuk doesn't tell us how he got there. How did he get there? Because when he confronted doubt and uncertainty, when he confronted anxiousness, when he confronted a great test, what did he do? Put one foot in front of the other until lo and behold, it was the third day and he arrived at the destination. Hamechen Mitzadei Gavra means sometimes we're overwhelmed. We just project forward. We're challenged with illness, with crisis. We're challenged with work. We're challenged with how much there is to do. And we project a week, a month, a year, a decade from now. What will be? What will it look like? How will it all work out? And we make a bracha every single morning as we set out on the day. Hamechen Mitzadei Gavra. Our mission, our job is not to finish it all. Our mission is to get to the end of that day. What needs to be done today? How do I get to the end of today? And the way to get there is putting one foot in front of the other until lo and behold, like Avram Avinu, we arrived. So within this bracha, Hamechen Mitzadei Gavra, is the recognition of the gift of being mobile, of being able to walk around. If a person is able to walk without a cane or a walker, or a knee scooter, or a wheelchair, Hamechen Mitzadei Gavra, you're able to travel. I mentioned with one of the other brachas when I was on a knee scooter and I couldn't carry a cup of coffee to my desk. It's so discouraging. Hamechem mitzaver. So the simple understanding is we have mobility, we can walk around, we can move. A deeper understanding is that we choose where we go with our steps. How many steps we have, that's been allocated from above. But where we go with them, that's up to us. Perhaps the third interpretation is a reminder that all we have to do today, lo alacha amlacha ligmor, just put one foot in front of the other, hamechem mitzadei gavra, what do I have to do today to put one foot in front of the other?